Ready? Let's go.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yisrael Leich Velechush V'Imam Ala Alach LeKabel Menu Hari Zayev. You tell someone else in the Kabel Hari Zayev is the second one line. Velechush Dilma Leim Mati Leih. It's not going to reach a destination. The Gemara says Kedamrav Chista. Like Rav Leim, like Chista says Be'Omid V'Ra'ayu. Hachinan Be'Omid V'Ra'ayu. Velechush Dilma Leim Shakel Mine. It's not going to take it just because you can see who says you're going to take it. Kedamrav Yechiel. Chazaka shliach oise shlichusai. Hachinami chazaka shliach oise shlichusai. Frag the Gemara Bechid Marav Chista Rav Yechiel. Where did they say the halachas? Ba'aymed, where did they say this halacha? Ba'aymed viro'eyu. And chazaka shliach oise shlichusai. Yeah? Shlomi, what are you watching there? What are you watching there on the screen? Where do you say such a thing? Hechi Yitmar? Ahoitmar, Tanya. Nosne, Lepil. Let's say you give l'peel. What's the case of appeal? You give the Greek and the appeal. Okay, you're dealing over here. You give it to appeal the lichoy or the koif halichoy. Ein ze erif. And Rashi says appeal and a koif you can train. Bar the circus, elephants and monkeys can be trained to act like human beings. Vim omar le'achel le'kabla himenu. Hare ze eruv, the dilma maybe lo matilei on Rav Chista be amir ra'eu, maybe lo mukabalei minei on Rav Chil chazaka shlicha shlichusai. What? A shlicha shlichusai? What do you mean shlicha shlichusai? So obviously the shlicha is shlichusai is not going on the chart. It's going on the. That's what it has to mean. It means chazaka shlicha shlichus means in the makabel.
What's the shaila here? What's the question here?
You're not listening.
No, you're not. What's the question here?
The question over here is, it says in the Mishnah, you give it to a katan, you give it to a katan.
Right.
It's gonna work. What do you mean it's gonna work? Katan's not reliable. How can it be if you give it to a katan, it's gonna be a good erev?
So it says chazaka shlicha
shlichus. No. The Gemara first says that you watch the katan is not, if you tell the katan to give it to somebody, and you watch the katan reach the destination, you watch the katan.
Yeah.
So just because he reached the destination, who says he's gonna do the right thing? You appoint an agent there at the destination to take
meet
it from him.
And tell him what to do.
What?
To meet him there and tell
right.
him what to do. To
so who
him,
says?
Why can't that agent do the area? I don't know.
So who says the guy that you tell to be there is going to accept it from the katan?
What does the katan have to do? He gets this food and then what does he do with it?
He has to bring it 2,000 amos and give it to somebody. He has to bring it.
I thought the food is 2,000 amos away.
No, yeah, but you're coming to put it down. You're coming to be koine shvisa.
On Friday you're doing this.
Right. So you tell a child, I want you to go, here's the food, and I want you to go to the tchum, and I want you to put the food down by the tchum.
So he goes, so the question is, he's not a Bayer Shlichusa, so the answer is that you tell another agent to meet him there or to watch him, so that he'll see, supervise him.
No, to accept it from him. Let's
accept
see
the
Gemara.
So give it to Joe.
Right.
Joe accepts it.
Right. So who says Joe's going to accept it? So Joe is an adult. So Joe, we have the principle chazaka shliach oise shlichusai.
But Joe is not the shliach. The katan is the shliach.
No, he's not. The Joe is the shliach. The katan's not a shliach. The katan is just an object to bring it there. And you have to watch that the child reaches the destination.
So the chazaka is on the adult, not on the child.
Right,
and
Joe.
The fact that the child is doing it is not because there's a chazaka. It's because he's watching.
Right. Exactly. So we hold more again.
How can he watch? It's 2,000 amos away. How do you see it?
Oh, good. Obviously, you can. The Gemara
seen. Obviously, they had Zoom in those days.
Maybe. Look at the Gemara Nachman. Look at the Gemara. What's the Oy Biyad? The Gemara says, "Oh, Rav Chista, the Imam Aliyach al Kabel Chaim and Harayze Erif." Fair the Gemara. Velechosh maybe Dimaloy Mamati Lake. It's the first, the second one. Like Velechosh Dimaloy Mamati Lake. The Gemara says, "Kedam Rav Chista, the Oy Meid Vira." No, you talk. You see which destination. The guy is not going to take it from him. The Gemara says, no, that we're not worried about. If you tell someone to be makabel, we're going to trust you. He says elsewhere, הוכנה מחזוק השליח אויס השליח אוסי. ואיך איתמד רבי חיצה רבי חיל, אהו איתמר, אני כסף הפיל וכויף, ותאילן רייסו, נוס מפיל וליך אור לכויף, וליך אוי אין זה אירוב, ואם אומר לאחר, ולצי יסיד הסמונלס לקבלו הימנו, ותל סון תמקבלו של לכויף ולפיל, ובין הרי זה אירוב. ואיך נגמר ובדיל מלוי ממעתי לו, maybe you're not going to reach the destination, אמר אב חיסטו, באוין ורואיו, but we deal with the kabbal la imine am we khil khazaka shlich ois shlichu sai good
a little bit weird it's not very appealing like an animal peel and it's
what can I say next gemara amra amra shaltai in khazak when it comes to shaltai the shal amra amra shaltai in khazaka shlich ois shlichu sai the shell Seifim, then we say the rule, B'shal Seifim, say Chazak HaShlich HaShlich HuSay. Rav Sheishas, Omar, Echad Zev, Yechad Zev, Chazak HaShlich HaShlich HuSay. Omar Rav Sheishas, Minam, how do I know this? The Talon, we learned the Mishnah, Mishakot Avo Oymer, how do I know, Mishakot Avo Oymer, Chut HaChodosh, Miyad. So the morning of day 16, the very first thing in the morning, right away you say that they were Makavim, what was the Koyhan of the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, and there's a Chazak שליח אויסה שליחוסי. והרחויקים, כסו משקרו ואומר, בחוט החודש והרחויקים, מוטולים מחצוי סיון ואילך. פרק גמרו, what's your רשי? הרחויקים, מירושלים, שאין עם החודש. אם עדיין כבר ואומר, מוטולים מחצוי יום, אלמה סמכינן הקהנם שהן שלוחינו, ועדי שלוחוסיו. Well, not revealer, we are assuming that chatzois to koyhanim tivi chodosh at chatzois. Bezman hazeh, you can't eat it until the next day. You have to eat a whole day bezman hazeh because it's no beis hamikdash. Berachoyim mutar chatzois hayon adat shu ayusel. Berachoyim chatzois hayon elch. Frank the gemara v'chachodosh daraisu. Okay, Tani, how do chayim mutar mechatzois hayon beelch? Oh, so why? How do you know maybe they didn't do the shlichus? If they didn't do the shlichus, wait till the next day. La mishum we say chazaka shliach oisah shlichusai. Rav Nachman it's not a raya. Hasam could tell you time if shayodim shein beis din misatzlin boy. That's not a regular case. Dear, it's not totally an individual. The kohanim are not stam shluchim. The kohanim have a din of a bezdin. The kohanim have a din of a bezdin. For hasam dear shein bezdin misatzlin boy. Okay, so therefore it's not real, it's not a raya.
When is the zman of the oimer from when to when in the day?
The whole day you can be in the oimer.
So why if machatzoy sayyim ve'elich are you allowed to eat?
Because you have a right to assume they did it right away. You have a right to assume they did it in the first thing in the morning. Chazok, that's part of the din of chazok or shlich oisa shlichus. You have a right to
assume. Chazok or shlich oisa shlichus means he will complete his shlichus, but it doesn't tell you that he'll do it in the morning.
The Haguva, that's exactly the Chiddush that we're learning over here in the
Suh. Maybe Shliach is not Mesatzel, maybe Shliach is Mesatzel.
This is Guva the Chiddush. This is Guva the Chiddush of Chazaka, Shliach, Oysa, Shliach, Usai. Is that they're going to do the Shlichas early in the morning. Ein Achanami.
He didn't tell him to do it the first thing in the morning. He said, go ahead and do it. How could you know that he did it first thing in the morning? Maybe he said, when I go there, I'll take care of it for you.
No, before Shabbos. Wait. Which case are you referring to? What are you referring to? You're referring over here to the Oymer?
Any shlichus, do you have a right to rely that the shlichus is going to do it immediately?
Well, it needs to be done. It needs to be done before Shabbos.
So you're talking about the Eruv. So you're saying before Shabbos you're allowed to rely on.
Right.
And what about by
the Oymer?
Chadash?
So he asked a good kasha. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Hal mutar mechatzoy sayam almos samchina kohanim shehein." Rashi doesn't explain. You're right. I don't know the answer. I guess since it's the zman to do it, we assume they do it right away. We assume we do it right away. Hasan derachahu 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 derachahu. So Rav Nachman, I guess, it's all part of the same equation. We assume. Let's go weiter. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not right. Hasam k'litani taimul l'fi sh'yodim sh'ein bezim mis'aslim boi v'pirit. V'gidar misam say, Amr Rav Nachman, I'm not right, I know this. K'litani, it says in the taimul. It says that l'fi sh'yodim sh'ein bezim mis'aslim boi. Bezim hudu loy mis'aslim boi. Hashaliach misatzel boy. A shliach adraba. It's only bezin. Therefore, an ordinary shliach you can't trust. You don't trust upon a shliach. Rav sheish amalacha bezin al palgei diyoma. Shliach kol yoma. You can make a dig that a yachid's not so reliable. But here is exactly your point. Exactly your point. A bezdin, they do it quickly. But a regular person, there's a chazak or a shlich oisa shlichusoi. But you're right. It takes a whole day. They're not so swift. They're not so swift. It takes a whole day. Next Gemara. I'm going to have sheish. Another right. I'm going to have sheish. Minoa min Allah. The title of the right. So isha sheyesh alecha leida. A woman. Sheyesh alecha leida. Iziva. Mivia mois. So a woman, is she allowed, is she muteris labayla? She puts the money in the pushka, can she assume that the kohanim will make up her carbon? Money when I send this to the shofar in the shofar. Ah, Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah. You know maybe a place I want to daven for the Yom. You have a place for me maybe? I want to daven a musaf.
Young Israel of Avinu Jerry.
They don't have a Baal Musaf?
No, you could daven. They'll let you daven.
No, they won't. I don't want to daven there anyway.
There's nobody there. All the people that want your life
they're dead. They're dead. Gil Polinsky is dead. What about Turk? Is he still alive?
I don't know. He's not there anymore.
I went to the Menachem Avil.
Where's that in the Gemara? All the people that are... Oh, yeah, by eight? No. Where does it say that?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
You need the Shema, but you're telling me that there is the Shema, even if he's not there?
Yes, in a good kash, the sugi is several zvachim. The coin does it stam azoy. That's what we learn to live. The coin brings the carbon. He has carbon that it should go for every. It should go for.
Okay, Amar Rav Sheshes.
Amar Rav Sheshes. We don't know how there's a time of the brayso. Ha'im ra'im b'lachaver. It say v'lok al l'cha te'ena mitinasi. Go, v'lakate l'cha. Gather for yourself.
What din? What din is this?
So Rashi says, say v'lakate v'lenasi mitin l'mitinasi. Find truma. Okay, Chuma, say go out, v'lake l'chotenim, mite nasi, oichel mehen arai, oh. So the person can eat arai, without the malakate, umashron vadai, mashron vadai. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, oichel malakim
in arai. If he eats them as part of a meal, then he's got to do, he's
going to
take off
Maisa. What's the Shah? Look at the Rashi. Rashi, I believe Maisa, Kshabola, Ochlan, Keva, Ma'ashun, Vadai. I only want to the Keva, Ma'ashun, Vadai, Ma'ashun, Vadai, Ma'ashun,
Vadai. He doesn't know. He's thinking maybe he's what his friend told him to go take Tainim. Maybe he already took off. That's why it's a Sufik Daraisa.
The whole thing is that she ain't Sufik Loy Ma'ashun, Balabayas, Isra, Elian. Nimaka Macher, the Lo Yada Kamalikit.
Rely on the suffix of maybe the
balabas
took off
Truma. Let's review the Rashi. Rashi says all the rules. Arai. He can eat oichal habalakim and
amalamalamalamalamalas
arai. Beloy maiser. Uchshabol laochlon keva. When the shliach
won.
Vadai matas. Uvadoin Truma gedoyle vacholin efrosha. She ain't suffix loimarna. Shema. Balabayas. Maybe the balabayas. Israelian, Mimokamacher, the Holoy Yoda Kamaliki, he does not know how much he's going to separate. So, therefore, it's the point of Nitzarai. The point we're focusing on is that he's allowed to eat from the basket Derech Arai. And he does not need to be Mafresh Maestros. Why not? Because the concern maybe is maybe the Balabayas, the moment when he tells him to go, when he tells the Balabayas goes. The Balabayas already was mafresh ma'ishos mimokei macher. Let's clarify this. Nachamo, ara oichel hamalakim min al milkotos. The malakim can eat from the milkotos arai beloy ma'iser. Uchshabol ochlan keva. And when he comes now to eat keva, ma'ashron. That's the point. That's the main point. And when he comes to eat keva, ma'ashron vaday. Ma'ashron vadai.
Now, this is another problem. Should he take off Meiser? Vadai. Because maybe the Balabas already took off Meiser on this thing. So can he make a bracha? Can he take off Meiser? Vadai.
Ma'ashron
vadai.
Mashim vaday maestros, vaday tum gedoyla, v'chol dini af rasha. Shein savig loy mashim balabaisis alim mokemacher.
Because he told the tank, he didn't know how much.
Exactly. Okay.
It's impossible to say that the Balabas understood and took off Trumas and Maestros from somewhere else so that he could eat because he didn't know what he was going to eat.
So it's Chaz.
So
you're
sure you're going to take off that, you're going to make your brachas, you're going to do whatever you want.
You can eat the marai. You can eat from the marai. Umaashon vaday. Period. Let's say he says malay lecha kalkola zu teinim. He cares in the shear exactly this amount teinim. Mite einasi. Oichel marai. Umaashon demai, not vaday. Because maybe why? Because maybe the balabayis took it off. Rashi. Aval amalai malika kol zu hoil v'noisin ze yodei kama loiket yesh loimar shema zeh ha-noisin choshei shema yismech alav v'noisin yismech alav sheyitin loy davar heter u'masra alei mimokim acher hilch malachi tzoichel v'chem arayi b'loi ma'isuch shebo lochon keva ein tzoich la'ashen v'adai ela demai yafish v'yichlu mi'atzme mi'amashreis shal levi ושל עוני, כשור לוקח פרוס מעם הארץ, שמחזיקו עם בסופק ומאוסודן, אף אלו סופק מאוסודן הן ותורס דמי עליהן. So since he told them to take off a certain basket, there's a chazoka that there's a real possibility, a real dabamed dvorim amurim.
When do we say that when he takes off my suits, Midrabana?
The sofik hen,
because
mamie,
maybe
right?
The balabos did it because he was telling him about that specifically.
But let's say that Balabas is a chaver, oichel ve'ein etzorch laser, period. Why? Because a chaver for sure, vaday mu'usor nechein ve'ein tzorch laser nafil gemai. Devrei Rebbe, period. Rabon, Shimon, ben, Gamil, oimer, ben, memurim, ba'am oretz, al b'chaver, ein oichel ad sheye, pum fakert, ad sheye oser lefi shaloi nechshudu, chaveidim, litroim shlomen amokif. Okay, pumpakeh, because it's shlomen amokif. It's shlomen amokif. When you take off trumas and maaser, you have to take off min amokif. It's not min amokif. You told him go out into the field and be malakit.
No, but maybe the chaver took it off.
No, he didn't. It's too early to leakate. It's not yechayv in mahafrasha. It's attached to the ground. So what's the kasha?
Where do you see that it's talking about what's attached to the ground?
Leakate. I'm gonna go back to the end of the Gemara. The Tanya, I'm gonna let it say the lakate lecha te'ein mite'ein asi. It's not in a mukav. It was never an opportunity. It's the first time there's an opportunity for this to happen.
But it says that if you eat kvah, you have to take off maaser.
If you eat
kvah,
that's bameh dvarim amurim
bayin. The owner of the orchard doesn't know if the guy's going to eat it aroi or is going to eat it keva, right? He doesn't know that. He just says, go take.
Arai is mutum monavshach. Let's say it's keva. The shayl is not on the arai. Arai is always going to be mutum.
Okay, right. So the question is if it's keva, but the balabas doesn't know if it's arai or keva. He just told him, go take me from my fruits, from my tree, right?
So if there's a shear...
So maybe the chaver's thinking that it's keva. And as Kepa, it definitely has to be Meiser, and definitely took off Meiser.
Yeah, but the only time the Balabas...
That the Chavr, if it's a Chavr, it's definitely not taken off.
But you're not allowed to do that because the Chavr would then, if he's going to be Mafesh, Shumas, and Meiser, he's doing the Navera. Because you're not allowed to be Mafesh, Shumas, and Meiser, Shloim, and Amukov. It's Shloim, and Amukov. If the chaver is going to be mafresh chumas and maishos on behalf of this guy, you're not allowed to do that.
One second, I don't understand something. If somebody goes to an orchard and eats achilas kava, there's something wrong with that?
He's obligated to be mafresh chumas. Of course, yes, it's tevel.
Okay, so he has to take off chumas. So he takes off chumas and maishos and he's allowed to eat it.
Yeah, but the concern
so
is...
give someone permission to go into his orchard and eat something, why isn't the chaver concerned that maybe that person is going to go and eat something keva?
We are concerned.
Keva, he's going to be marshal this person. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that if once I told him you can go and eat, on the possibility that maybe it's going to be keva, I better take off trumas and maestros.
Yeah, but you're only going to, that's exactly what the machlokes is, because if you're going to do that, if you're going to do that, you are in violation of being mafresh shalom and amukif.
So you're telling me that there's a violation to tell someone, go ahead, eat from my ungathered te'enim that are on the tree.
Right. That's exactly the shail over here. That's exactly, let's read the Gemara again. It's exactly the shail over here. It's not all the Gemara. Gemara says, Om Rav Sheshes. Mina minila. Rav Sheshes says, Ein chazaka shliach oiz. That was his yisoy. Rav Sheshes was the one that said, there's no chazaka. Right? So what's the shail over here? There is a chazaka. Right. It doesn't tell him the amount. In this case, there is no shiur. If there's no shiur, then there's nothing to talk about. For sure. Because the balabas for sure was not mafresh on your behalf, trumas and maaser, because he does not know how much. Since he did not give you a shear, there's no way in the world he can possibly have been mafresh on your behalf, trumas and maaser. Because there's no measurement. Ma'ashan vadai. Well, let's say he says, so you're giving him the exact measurement. Then the rule is, oichel mehen arai. That's mutter. Ma'ashan demai. Because since the Balabayas knows exactly how much you're going to be eating, so therefore there's a possibility that the Balabayas is going to be mashing on your behalf. What is it going to be? No, chaver for sure. Period. Because then, since he tells you the exact measure, how much you can take, and he's a chaver, he was mashing on your behalf at home. Who says this? Did it, Rebbe? Rabbi Shimon Wilson says, no, it's not going to be the pumfaker, because there's another problem over here. Because it's not in a mukuf. Why? So what's the raya? How is this relevant to our sugya? It's relevant to our sugya. Well, how's right to Rav Sheshes? How is it to Rashi fears us? Rashi says loy nechshu do Rashi litroim shlomin amokif. Ha lafachi. Here's the raya. But let's say there was no issue of bin amokif. Vadai hava samchinon al balabayis zeshu shliach al kach. The balabayis is your shliach. Since he's the owner of the grain, he's going to be mafresh trumas and maestros. Shemutal lov la'aser masher hu noisin v'al yachil iser la'am aretz. That's the raya.
But one second, by am aretz. By Amoritz, eats in Demai. So why by Amoritz don't you say it's a Deraisa, so Shliach Shlichusai?
By the Amoritz, it's a Deraisa. Amoritz, even though it's a Deraisa, Amoritz, they don't keep it the halacha. That's an old sugya. Amoritz is not 100% believed. Roiv Amoratzim Amafres Chumas Amaisres. But there's a Nia that are not. So in every deal with Am Aretz, the rules do not apply. We're not, this sugya of shliach oitz shlichusoy is only a sugya of a chaver. There's no din of shliach oitz shlichusoy by an Am Aretz. The din of shliach oitz shlichusoy, the whole rai that we're trying to bring over here from this sugya is only exclusively by the sugya of the chaver. Because the Am Aretz doesn't care for the halacha, period. The person that doesn't care for the halacha is not in the halacha. He's not part of the sugya.
Where do you see that shliach oitz shlichusoy has to do with how religious you are?
You see from the sugya.
We have it all over Shas. Chazaka shliach oitz shlichusoy. Do we ever say that that's only by a chaver?
You're saying a very good vart. The Gemara here is saying it. You're saying a gewald gewart. You see the Gemara over here. Since the whole rider of Shesh wants to bring is related to the sugya of a chover and Am Aretz, and the Am Aretz is not even relevant to the sugya. The Am Aretz doesn't even enter into the sugya.
Where are you getting this from?
Rashi.
I know you're probably
saying this. I'm getting it from Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Hamasa Loi Nechshedu. Rashi Dibra Maslo Nechdu Litram Shlomin Amukav Halav Hachiv. Not for this issue. Vaday Havi Samchinan. We would certainly rely upon Al Balabais.
I don't know if you're...
So the one that's being told, wait, Rashi, you just made note of something. You're right. Who's the Amoritz here? Rashi
yeah,
says...
he's talking about the Amoritz as being...
As
the
being
that's
collecting?
The eater.
Oh, a whole new sugi of Amoritz. Rashi over here, look at the previous Rashi in the beginning. Bamed, go back up a couple of lines in the Rashis. Bamed, devodim amudim, the sofikain, udmai mia boila fushe, ba'amoritz, shahanoisein amoritzu. The enechosh, therefore, when we say amoritz and chover, Rashi in the very beginning says that the noisein is the amoritz. And now Rashi over here is saying, he throws in that the Mekabel is the Amoritz.
Well, we were learning until now that it was the Noisein.
Rashi said the Farish is the Noisein. And it's why then does Rashi over here at the very end say, Avol Shliach the Mekabel Alei Machaber, Iku Meimar, the Rashi, Loi Nechshedu, Litroim Shloim and Amukif, Ho Lafachi, Vade Havisam Chinala Balabayish, Zeshu Shliach Al Kach. That's his job. His job is, I think when Rashi here says Amoritz, he doesn't mean in this particular case, he means in general. In general, there's a chaver, and a chaver doesn't know what your religious status is, he doesn't know who you are, he just tells this guy, go take peros, he doesn't know if you're, he doesn't know, you know the halacha, he assumes the worst, and therefore it's his duty to make sure that no one's nichshol in averos.
Yeah, but Rashi says another word, it says,
where does
it say here? It says,
"Ve'ena chayish
belifnei
iver." That's not really the question here. Where
do you get lifnei iver? Where do you get the word lifnei iver? Look
at Rashi by Aval B'chav. Oh, Amoritz. Shanoi say Amoritz. So ve'ena chayish doesn't care. The Amoritz doesn't care about lifnei iver.
But that's not the pshat here. He doesn't know the rule. It's not that he knows the rule. He's dafka, does not going to care about the behavior.
No, it seems not.
He doesn't know the rule.
No, it seems not. It seems that the Amoratzim, they know ganz fine the rules. They don't care. Exactly what Rashi says. You see, Rashi is exactly coming to teach you exactly that point. Exactly that point Rashi is coming to teach you is that they know the halach is ganz fine. They couldn't care less.
But they're Amoritz.
What? They don't care. That's what Amoritz is.
I don't
let's read the Gemara again.
I was learning that the Amoritz doesn't know a lot of things, and therefore you can't rely that he did something because he's chasar in Yedia. He's an Amoritz. Not that he's bedafkinik. That since he's an Amoritz, he doesn't care about you doing averus. Where did you get that from? Because
let's.
He's an Amoritz. He doesn't know the rules. He can't rely on.
No.
Rashi
over here is coming to say different. So Rashi over here is coming to say, "Fakad Rashi Amoritz, Shanoisin Amoritzu be'enu choishesh belifne iver." So exactly the point. Rashi is coming to disagree with you. Rashi is telling you the issue over here is lifne iver. That's what Rashi says. That's exactly the point.
Why would you say? But one second. The definition to me of an Amoritz is he's not knowledgeable. He's not a bad guy. He's not knowledgeable. Where are you making the parallel that as soon as you say that he's not knowledgeable, now he's in spite, he's going to be over Leif Naiver because he doesn't care about Leif Naiver. Why is there demai by Namaritz? Why is there a suffix?
Doesn't care.
Because he doesn't care about things?
Yeah.
Or because he doesn't know about things? What's the rule of
demai? Rashi clearly states here on this page that the issue of an Amoritz is he doesn't care. He knows, he doesn't care. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says here beferish. It's exactly...
Well, you're going to tell me that over Shas, every time you learned about demai, you thought that this was a lahachasnik, that the guy's an Amoritz, and it's demai... And as long as he's not, in other words, lifnei iver, he's not worried about it. But if it came to him eating it, then he would take it off.
I honestly never thought about this question. I'm not so smart. I don't think so much. But over here, Rashi is coming to me.
If you see someone eating food, right? Let's say you saw this Amoritz eating food. Are you allowed to rely on him to say that? Oh, he's an Amoritz. He ate food. If he himself ate it, he probably took off truma. Because maybe he doesn't care about lifnei iver, but on himself, he would care.
Rashi over here, listen, I hear your question. All I can tell you is Rashi says here beferish that a din of Am Haaretz is, I hear what you're saying, but this Rashi here says it all. I don't know more.
I'm saying you can ask that Chakira over in Gan Shas about this rule of the Mayan Am Haaretz.
So you're shocked.
It's the same rule. If you see the Amoritz eating, can you now rely on the Amoritz that he knows the rule?
So you're saying that you're in total shock what this halacha states over here.
Yeah, I thought the whole idea of an Amoritz is he doesn't know the rule. He doesn't know minamukov. He doesn't know. It's not a mesuyim dekanant. It's archila zarai. He doesn't know any of these things. So you can't rely on him. He's an Amoritz. He's not a halachasnik. And Rashi's coming to say, no, we're talking about an Amoritz that's a halachasnik. It's almost like you're telling him by a kusi. Certain things they care about, and other things they don't care about. An Amoritz is not a kusi. An Amoritz is someone who's an ignorant. Rashi's adding a word here that it's a... that makes me think that it's something unusual.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, bye.
You're saying a big chiddush. You make a whole Rosh Yivashir. You need to have Talmidim. Once they came, the Breslov Hasidim were on their way to Uman, and they stopped off by the Chachmei Lublin, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, by Rav Meir Shapiro, the founder of the Daf Yomi, and he told them, "You chassidim without a rebbe. I'm a rebbe without chassidim." Yeah? Today there are a lot of Rosh Hashivas with no Talmidim. And a lot of Talmidim today with no Rosh Hashivas. It's almost extremely rare to find a Rosh Hashiva that has Talmidim. And Talmidim have a Rosh Hashiva. Can you name even one Rosh Hashiva that has Talmidim?
Can I name you one Rosh Hashiva that has Talmidim?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who?
The one from Stanford, what's his name?
Who? What?
What's his name? He's now in Lakewood, a Rosh Hashiva.
It's now Lakewood. What happened to Talmidim in Stanford? He abandoned them. That's not a Rosh Hashiva.
Well, who said a Rosh Hashiva can't abandon people?
Today.
It was a split.
Oh, split? Oh.
Rabbi. Split.
Split. Today, I'll say something. It used to be in the Friedrich Adaris, a Rabbi went in, became a Rosh Hashiva to teach Torah. Today, why do you become a Rosh Hashiva?
So you can marry a rich son-in-law.
A rich son-in-law?
Yeah, because a rich son-in-law wants to marry Rosh Hashiva's daughter. You can have a nice shtela because your mechutin is going to support your son-in-law. You get good shidduchim for your daughter.
Wow, I never heard of this one before. This is a new one to me. Vaita.
Yeah.
So the worst difference I write over here is this Amamar. So if we have a Rai over here, Shlicha Shlichu, so Vayita Amamar, next piece of Gemara.
Where are you?
You say that already? No, I'm Rav, I'm a Rebbe, we're up to Amarebi. My words are better than Midivri Abba. Why? The Muta, who's Abba? Amar Rebbe.
Reb Shimon Gamliel is his father. He's Reb Yehuda Hanasi. Reb Yehuda Hanasi was the son of Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, I guess.
Amar Rebbe, Mirin Devarim Midivri Abba, Mutav Sheyichoshtu Chaverim Litrim Shlomim Amokif V'lo Yachilu Li'ami Oretz Tevalim. In other words, it's better to do an Avera. Chatei b'shvil sheyizki chavercha. Yeah? Chatei b'shvil sheyizki chavercha. That's what it's mutav. Amu l'gumara. V'al yachilu l'ameretz tvalim. Ad kalat l'gumara.
Well, who asked them to tell, take whatever you want to take off the street?
Better they should be nichshol and not cause someone to do an Avera. Nachamol, that was chatei b'shvil sheyizki chavercha. The only trouble here is about chazah is about minamukif. But if not from amukif, everyone agrees that chazaka shlicha shlichusoi. Is that a raya? It's not a raya. Rav Nachman Chosam could Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina
Chazok,
what does Chanina Chazok say? What does he say? Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, Rav Chanina Chazok, was your answer. You touched upon all the sugyas of Yedda. You touched all the chords. You touched here all the chords. But over here, we're dealing over here with a chover. A chover is not stam a shliach. There's a shliach and there's a chover. Nisht zil bezach. Stam the sugi of a shliach or shlichus is an ordinary person. But we're dealing with a chover. It's an andre min. Andre sugi. Vaita oma mahar. Bamed vodim amurim yam aretz av b'chover yichol an amaretz. We mentioned in passing. According to one man, when the noise saying is the Amoritz, Aval b'chaver, according to Tanakama, oichel, ve'in etzorech la'aser, divi Rebbe. Because for sure, the noise, that's a chaver, was mafish, trumus and maestros, in order that the guest should not be nichshol. Frek the Gemara, hi Amoritz to come alei leman. This Amoretz, who is he talking to? He's saying over here is that when Yemai says it's going to be Demai, who is the Amoretz talking to? Hi Amoretz, the Kamar Leilaman. Ilim, the Kamar Leil Amoretz, Chavre, Ma'ashim, Demai. He's going to meet Tzayis? Is he going to listen to us? He's not going to listen to us. Rashi, Tzayis, Lasuri Safik, Ho Amoretz, Chavre, Mehem, and Leitzvei Minach. What a Rashi. See what Rashi said?
Which Rashi?
Tzayislach. Meet Tzayislach. Is he going to listen to us? Is he going to bother to listen to us? Rashi says, meet Tzayislach. You're telling over here, go, we want you to be ma'astron Suffolk. So Rashi says, what? La'asule Suffolk? Hi, amo aretz, chavre. Mehemen le tfei minach is more believed than you. If the one that's the noisin is the Amoretz,
right,
and the one that's going out into the field to malakate the kalkola of Te'enim is also an Amoretz, and he tells him go eat, he's not going to be take off Meiser. Are you kidding? Because if the Balabayis tells you go take, it automatically means that his friend, oh, if he told me to take, it means everything is good, everything is fine and good. He believes one Amoretz believes another Amoretz. Right?
Okay.
So therefore, what's the case then?
But if he told it to a
Chaver, meets El Abi Amoretz to come out the Chaver. So, and therefore, he would say for Nirin Divarai Midivrei Abba, Mutav Sheyichoshtu Chaverim. Literally, Shlomin Amokif. The Al Yachilu Amoretz Tvolim. Oh, but it says over here. But he's not on the case of an Amoris, right? It's a chaver. Amoris, my boy, Rossum. Amar Avino, Enochanami, it's not, you have to, that part, that's the end, that's a different case. Enochanami, you have to switch. Reisha, Amarino, Ravina, Viam, Arit, Shamal, Chaver, Enochanami. The Reisha, that we tell him to be Mafrish. To be mafresh vadai. Shamal chaver. The chaver achar shomoy. A chaver. Unbelievable. And the sefer reisha. Chaver. Sefer is going to chaver. But we say it's sefer bechaver. We go shachaver. Shomal yam oret. The chaver achar shomoy. And he listens. Rash, look at the Rash. So Rash.
Wow.
What did you just read?
What?
What did you just read?
I didn't hear you. What?
What did you just read?
I read the rest of the Gemara.
I'm up to the Rashi first. Reisha.
Okay.
Look at the Reisha one. You read until the Mishnah?
I read all the way till the Mishnah.
Reisha, Diktani, Ma'asha, look around the Rashi on the previous Amud. Reisha. Reisha, Diktoni, Ma'ashon, Demai. Yeah? That's Ba'am Ha'aretz Ka'omar, Lei, L'chover. Seifa, V'yachi Ka'omar. Ba'med, V'amurim, D'amum, D'loikate, the gatherer Tzach, La'ashon, Demai. That's Ba'am Ha'aretz, Shem, Lei, L'chover. La'kate, Ika, L'suke, Yisr, Alayhu, Chai, Ba'alabai, Yisr, Loi. Aval, but in a situation, aval b'chover, but in a situation where there was a chover, she'omar li'am ha'aretz, but in a situation where the chover said to the am ha'aretz, lakei kakolazu v'chover acher, and there's another chover that listens, shama minenu, oichel v'ein etzorach la'aser d'mai. Why? Devad, I came, the noisin chover, it came on since the noisin is the chover, the loiket is am ha'aretz, Chayish ha-noisin, the noisin is consumed, the loy lichlinu b'tivalayu. The tarim af shloimin ha-mokov, the mokov sheyichosh to chaverim, and that caused the amaris to be nichshol. And who's it nogeh to? It's nogeh to the chav that's listing. Sava oise chav, oi chav, in a tzorech laser. Why not? The vaday isu maser ahu chav ka mo'i lovei. Reb Shimon will say, no, I'm a loya in Chalat Shiasa, if you shall never come able to turn Shlomo and Mokov. I'm a loya, Rabbi says, no. Mutuf, she chosh to have able to turn Shlomo and Mokov, yal yachdi lam yoretz from Mamaika Mavagi. Rabbi saw a nichole in the Chavit de lever who isur kalila. It's better for the Chavit to do a lightweight isur. The loy lever, I'm already to sur rabo, Rabbi Nashimon will saw a nichole in the Chavit de lever isur, I'm already to sur rabo. Let them burn. Let him do an Issa Rabbah, the Iyu Afilu Yisur Kalil Lo Yevid. Gvaldik, okay, good, next Mishnah.
That's it,
all right, tomorrow, get sleep, because tomorrow we're going to be a late night tomorrow, because I'm not going to be on Thursday, and we have Friday and Shabbos, so you have to really get ready for a long night tomorrow.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, thank you for learning with me. Very kind.